Residents in the Archdale and Bessbrook area are becoming increasingly concerned by a spate of burglaries in the area in recent weeks. One family were left traumatised after finding that their pet Jack Russell dog had been killed by robbers on Friday night. No one was home at the time. The community have rallied together, started patrols in the area in a bid to catch those behind the break-ins. Sinn Féin councillor Roisin Mulgrew with us. What's happening, Roisin?
Well, Stephen, just to clarify the situation, what happened on Friday night was absolutely devastating. The actual community came together about Sunday of last week, 8 nights ago, because we had a spate of burglaries in the Camlabesburg area, but particularly in Camlock. As a result of that, the community association, which I am delighted to be able to work very closely with, had put up on Facebook that they would like people to gather at the community house in Camlock to maybe walk around the various estates and developments and to knock the doors of any vulnerable or people that they knew were living alone, bring to their attention that we seem to be targeted by criminal gangs at the minute. And just to make them aware, you know, check your security, step up your vigilance. So that was how this actually started. Now, throughout the last week, 8, 9, 10 days, we have had numerous meetings with the police, both as an elected rep myself and the community association, who have been working in tandem with us. Now, obviously, to show how successful that has been in Camlock Way, on Thursday evening, we spotted a car in Camlock, which we felt was acting suspiciously. The occupants became aware that they were being noticed and that, you know, people were taking the registration and actually coming out and having a look at them. So they headed out of the village and within half an hour had targeted the neighbouring village of Bessbrook in an attempted burglary. So on Friday night, obviously this incident happened in another housing estate in the Bessbrook area, and unfortunately it took a more sinister twist. Now, for whatever reason, this area seems to be just experiencing an unprecedented spree of this sort of crime. You know, in my lifetime, we have never experienced anything like this. And what the community is doing is just saying, you know, we need to be looking out for each other. We need to be supporting each other. We need to be ultra vigilant. If we see something that we're not happy with, you lift the phone and you phone 101. You know, now a lot of people are reluctant to do that because they think, well, am I wasting police time? You know, is it going to be, yeah, are people going to think I'm a nosy neighbour? But the reality of it is we have come very close to actually being able to create a situation where these people have been apprehended. And I have no doubt that at some stage they will be apprehended.
Good.
But
so what would you advise people to do, Roisin?
Well, there seems to be a general trend with these robberies. The police are quite happy that this is one single gang that is working within the area. Now, most of the robberies up to this stage have taken place between 6 and 9 in the evening time. So we would be saying to people, you know, that's possibly a time when people are busy, you know, doing homeworks or watching the soaps or whatever it is people do in their homes. We would be saying to people, keep an eye out, be aware of what's happening around you. If you are not in your house, make sure you don't make it obvious that there's no one at home. Close your curtains and blinds so people can't look through your window.
Okay.
Turn on a light. Put on a radio. You know, make the house appear less attractive to those that are, you know, going out on these sorts of opportunistic sprees.
Roisin, nice to talk to you this morning. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you.